Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another day, another dollar. Just got done with work, and I'm recording now because I'm throwing down, and I want to make sure that I get the recording done, and it, you know, everything's out of the way before throwing down. And then it's going to be an evening of eating, watching television, all of the good stuff. We have this presentation at work, and it's very formal. This process that we're going through, it's a meetup. It's a group thing, and I'm presenting something, myself and a coworker, and it's just very formal. And we're having these practice sessions, which I podcast every day. I talk to people every day. I present every day. I think I'm pretty good at it in general. And Auntie Scott might disagree because maybe I say like too many times or something. But I find myself because they did. I find myself now that I'm recording, I'm thinking of what I'm saying and how I'm saying it and all of this, because we just had this practice session where they were giving feedback, and my feedback was I took too long. I'm talkative. Can't help it. Anyway, we were talking about the weekend, and I think we got to Sunday. I turned to Mark yesterday. And I said, what did we do on the weekend? And he said, nothing. I did mow. I know I talked about that. And I had to mow 2 days in a row because the battery died. And I, trying to be good for the environment, you know. On Sunday, I had church in the morning. And I've been excited about this musical. I guess I'll say musical. So I used to do these theater performances, and the lady at church who plays piano, she was the director of the local theater, or the musical director for the local theater. And so she would always ask me to play trumpet when there was an orchestra for whatever musical. And she quit that job because she has 15 other jobs. She teaches private piano lessons. She's now teaching at two different universities. And I don't know what else she does. I think she's an accompanist for one of the local high school choirs. So she's just darting around from hither to yon and doing all of this stuff. And so she quit that job. And so I've not been asked. My thought is either the new musical director has her go-to, or his. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but has their go-to instrumentalists, musicians, or they just can't be bothered to have live musicians, which is another, it's a small theater. So that's another, you know, possibility. So I've not been asked back there, and I had asked the music director, the piano player at the church, was there anything else that she needed me in? Because I was still interested in playing and other things. And she had said a few months ago, oh yeah, we're doing the college group that I'm working with is doing a musical, and I'm going to have an orchestra, and I need trumpets for November. She's like, I need you. She said, I'll give you the music and everything, you know, when it gets closer to the date. So on Sunday, when I went to church, I saw her in the hallway as we were getting ready to go on stage or whatever. And I said, oh, you know, I just wanted to check. I know it's in November. I was just, do you still need me? And, you know, if so, do you know when you'll have the music available? Because I want to start practicing for it. And she said, you know, I may not end up needing you. There was a change. And she didn't say what changed, but I'm assuming either they decided not to do that particular musical, or they decided they didn't want to do an orchestra with it or something like that. She said, I don't have a final answer, but I'll let you know later this week. So it's looking like I won't be playing my trumpet for a musical in November. Oh, well, it is what it is. Maybe that was a season of my life and it's over. I stay very busy So, you know, if that's something that I'm not doing anymore, you know, it is what it is. But I did church. I picked up food on the way home. Mark had a haircut and he got his haircut at like 11:30, I believe. And that's about the time I was finishing up with the second service of church. So I drove and got food, came home, we ate, and we basically watched TV. I tried to do a little coding. I don't know if I have ADHD. I'm not really sure. But recently and it's probably not recently, but I'm just going to say recently, I've had more and more trouble focusing and concentrating on things. So when I try to write code, I sit down and I just cannot concentrate on it. And I eventually just put it away and do something else. It's not just coding, though. It's other things where I just like, I can't be bothered. And it's hard for me to get in that flow state where you're really concentrating and you're focused and you're doing something and you're really involved. For whatever reason, the same thing happened when I was trying to pick up modeling, 3D modeling. I would sit down and start working on something, and unless I was following a tutorial, I would have trouble making myself sit there and keep going because I would get frustrated because I couldn't do something or I couldn't figure something out, or I don't know. But I'm just wondering if I have any sort of symptoms of ADHD, not being able to concentrate on any particular thing. It's interesting, though, because I've been reading some of the possible, not side effects, but the symptoms, I guess, maybe, of ADHD. And one of them is you're bored easily. And I don't really think I get bored. I have so much going on in my life, but I just start and stop and start and stop and start and stop various things in between watching television, obviously. Although, one symptom of ADHD is you don't finish projects. And that is totally me. I start a million projects, finish a third of them, maybe. I think, that would be a great thing to do. I should start a YouTube channel. Or, I should do this thing. And I don't finish. I get started. I end up buying the equipment that I need, you know, doing the research for, you know, what are the things that I'm going to need to make this thing happen. And then I get all prepared and then I stop. So that is something that's totally me my whole life, not just recently, but my whole life. So we watch television. We've now started Better Call Saul. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people have said that they think Better Call Saul is even better than Breaking Bad. So far in season one, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing that it's better than Breaking Bad. I'm enjoying it, but not as much as Breaking Bad. But we completely finished Breaking Bad. We watched all the seasons and we watched the movie, the Netflix movie, El Camino. It's so funny. It is so obvious that they filmed El Camino years after Breaking Bad ended. And it's supposed to be a continuation of Breaking Bad, same day, right? It's supposed to pick up right where Breaking Bad left off. Everyone has aged. There's one character that gains so much weight and it's impossible because he gained so much weight and it's impossible for him to, it looks like he's a different person almost. I don't remember the name of the character, but he was skinny and young looking in the last episode of Breaking Bad, and then pudgy and older looking in El Camino, which didn't make sense at all. So we watched that. We did not go to the grocery store because we've decided to start doing that on Mondays. Although we went Monday and it was busy. We're trying to pick a day that's not busy, and Monday was also busy. So it is what it is. I'm trying to think. I don't think we did anything else. I mowed and we picked up food, I believe, for dinner. I don't even remember, but I think we picked up food for dinner. And that was kind of the end of our evening. We just relaxed. And then I worked yesterday, and that's about it. So we'll end there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.